set up on the front road then.
Now that part you're building.
Didn't know that, go back to that. I'd like to call this order, the Mount Jackson Planning Commission to order. Everybody stand for American face of this.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Everybody's looked at the agenda. Do we have any additions, deletions, or changes that you can think of, can bring up?
I have none.
None? Okay, very well. At this time, I'd like to have the introduction of the guests. If you just please stand and state your name, please.
We are up.
Dennis Morris.
Mark Pangle.
Yes, sir.
Louis Milholland.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Okay, we have no visitors to speak tonight except the gentleman here that's going to be speaking a few minutes down the road here. Do I hear approval of the previous minutes?
I'll make a motion, we approve.
I'll second.
Vote, please.
Okay, Mr. Whitehurst?
Yes.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Ms. Berner?
Yes.
Okay.
Old business? I have no old business. Does anyone else have any old business?
I have none.
Okay, under new business, we have an annexation request by Dennis Doris Morris, tax map number 91-A-0545B, 8.82 acres along the Caverns Road. These gentlemen here to speak with that, who's would like to tell us about what's going on?
I'm going to let Mark speak. It's good to be with you all this evening, and we're looking forward to working with Tenement Jackson. We think we have a nice piece of property in your old growth area, and I want to say that I appreciate what Mount Jackson has done and what you are doing. You're progressive and you're doing going about the right ways, and well, thank you all. But I'm going to let Mark do the talking, that's okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Sir.
You may there or wherever you want to go, sir.
What's that now?
You may stand behind the paper
stand
or wherever you'd like to go.
Oh,
if you have something you got to lay out in front of you. Go.
Based on my profession, I think I can be loud enough. And I don't mean to have my back to you.
Yeah, that's all right.
Some years ago, Mr. and Ms. Morris purchased this property for a long-term investment. And it's been a little longer term than anticipated because of the housing slump that happened a few years back. But we're coming out of that. And Morris's and me as their representative feel that it's obviously going to take some time to get the property prepared to market. That's why we're here tonight, beginning the stage. But that housing market's coming back, and we feel that we're going to go ahead and get in the fold to get it ready to market. And some of our questions, obviously we need it incorporated into the town, but once it is, then there's been some talk about R2 zoning, and I think part of the county land before the annexation is R2. But then what can we do with that? You know, is that the same as county land zoned R2? Is it the same as Woodstock zoned R2? So we would need then some guidance as to lot sizes. And do you all want a mixed use of smaller single families on smaller lots, duplexes? There's a section in Woodstock that are, we call them villas, that are actually fourplexes. When you ride by, they look like duplexes, but they're actually four units. You don't waste a lot of land doing that. And so we want to maximize the usage of the property. At the same time, want to create something for the town of Mount Jackson that is to your liking. And sometimes that, for example, if you have townhouse, it gets a little old, a townhouse. You'd like to have some mixture of that. And we're willing to do that. The next person, the purchaser, the developer, would probably do that. But we need some guidance as to what your thoughts are on that so that we can properly market the property as to what we can do with it. And Mr. Ambrose, knowing my grandfather from way back, would appreciate this because he told me when I was a young man, He said, "Son, you have to decide on direction before you go for distance."
That's exactly right.
And so that's kind of where we are at this point tonight, is we're trying to decide on direction.
Okay.
Or have you helped us do that? I shouldn't say we're going to decide, you're going to decide, but that's kind of why we're here. But we want something nice that'll conform to the comprehensive plan down Mount Jackson.
Okay. Do you have any, you want to add to that, being, you say it's been kicked around and that sort of thing? Is there anything you want to add right now, or?
Just a couple of comments. Of course, we just finished up the comprehensive plan the end of last year, November, I believe. And, the comprehensive plan kind of calls, in particular, this tract of land is in the medium residential district, which is more in line with RR2. Thinking about this a little bit also, some of the comments when we sent out the surveys to the community, some of the feedback that we received from people were, they'd like to see, a townhouse project or some townhouses in Mount Jackson. Of course, that's more in line with a higher, your higher residential district, your R3 zoning classification. But, and I've talked to Dennis and Mark about those findings. So, I think, again, as Mark said, I think they're just trying to determine what we want, what Mount Jackson wants, what we think will work. And foremost, I think what I relate to these gentlemen is, whatever it is, we'd like to, we certainly want it to be a nice project. And
we do as well.
Yeah.
I mean, we want to be an asset to the town as well as the county.
Well, now, being along it is a main road. It isn't held entirely to, it can be changed, in other words, from R2, correct?
Yeah, I mean,
if need, I mean, when, can you decide on that?
When we annex it, it's going to be, it'll be brought in as a next transitional district. In other words, part of their property now is R2 in the county, and the other part's agricultural. So all those vacant land, those uses will carry, or that zoning classification will carry over.
So that will come in as agriculture, and then?
It can come in as agriculture, and then a couple acres can come in under RR2 zoning district.
Okay.
But my guess is, once we annex it, then they'll probably want to come in and rezone the parts that's agricultural.
Right.
And maybe the other two that's R2, they'll probably get that rezoned, because our ordinances are probably a little different than the county's R2 regulations. Or, if we wanted to look at a townhouse project, we probably would have to rezone that to an R3. But then again, our R3 classification calls for townhouses by a special use permit. So there's some things that we need to work through.
I understand. Could it be used anything other than housing? Could it be rezoned to anything other than housing?
Oh, yeah, it could be rezoned. It could be rezoned.
So it can be, it's enough land to go either way.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little small. You're talking almost 9 acres. It's probably a little small for industrial development.
Well, business, I was talking mainly about business or something like that.
But it certainly could be.
Commercial, I meant, yes. Okay.
So basically, what we do tonight is vote to put it in town.
Yeah, no. We're going to have a hearing.
We got to have a hearing.
We'll vote for a hearing first.
Okay.
And I think we should have a public hearing in our next meeting in April.
Okay.
And then, I mean, if that's okay with y'all.
Sure.
And, so we can move along with that. And then, I think we could, since stuff's kind of moving that way in town, I think, R3 would be good, R2 would be good, commercial would be good. I mean, that's my opinion.
Well, but.
And this is located close to the industrial park, right? Or is it?
It's right across from, let's see, it's right down the street from Ashby Lee, this way.
Okay.
It's probably half a mile north of North Ashby Lee.
It's in between Ashby Lee and the mill.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And you go past the green field that's the part of the mill, and there's that cornfield where the barn burned down like 11 years ago.
Didn't Doug Turley own that one time?
Yes.
Or he next to it?
I don't know.
Is Doug Turley or?
I know right where.
It's right there on the right, that corner.
Jim Wolf owns the cross there.
Okay.
We know where you're at. Okay, so you've got a lot of options between now and.
Well, we do, but the thing is, Mr. Chairman, is that we just need kind of a baseline of what your blessings would be, and then we go market the property. That developer may come back and want a certain section of it rezoned to something higher.
Right.
Or commercial. We just would like to have a blanket, R2, whatever it may be, to go market the property with the understanding that if someone else wants to do another commercial, different residential density on a portion of it, then it would be their responsibility to come here before you.
Right, so actually what we're saying is we'll probably bring it in as agriculture and then ask for rezoning later. Is that correct? Do I understand that correctly?
Well, I think part of agriculture now, part of R2, isn't it?
Right, so what we would.
It's split zoning.
Oh, I didn't know it's split, okay.
There's about 6 acres zoned R2 already.
Oh.
And then 2 acres of agriculture, I believe.
It might be flipped. So can we bring it all in and can we do a annexation and a zoning at the same time? A rezoning?
That was my question. That's what I was going to.
I believe you could.
If we know that we won't.
I mean, would you could? You could, so that, and that would speed things up a good bit.
Yeah, and it's not only what we want, it's what you want.
I understand.
Well, we want to work together, so if we could do it all in one meeting, you know, have the public here and bring it in, get people's ideas, and then if we could go ahead and do it all in one meeting.
That'd be perfect.
That'd be great.
That'd be great. So, I mean, I guess we've got to figure out is what you're going to be happy, I mean, would you rather go all in R2, come in, or would you rather come in as R3?
Oh, would you rather agree?
I bet you would.
I mean, I think. But we understand that's probably not going to happen.
Well, I mean, I don't see why not. I think, you know, with the surveys, people say we need townhouses. I don't see anywhere where.
Yeah, a lot of the younger people do not want the responsibility of a yard and everything else.
Well, the old people don't want that.
They don't.
We start out renting, we buy a house, then we sell our house and go back to renting.
Well, and I think, you know, that's one thing we do have a shortage of is R3. I mean, we have plenty of houses.
We're certainly open to that.
It's enough land for R3.
Oh, I would think so. Acres.
It's about, yeah, almost 9 acres.
I didn't know what the town, you're getting out of my realm here.
Yeah, no, there's ample acreage.
So.
You know, and it may, you know, we talked about a mixed use.
Okay.
You know, one of the first ideas they threw out at me was, you know, possibly some commercial and residential together.
I think that's a good idea as well. I mean,
so if you have enough land for it and you could easily, I mean, if it's in code, why not?
That's the way I see it too.
I'd have to leave that up to.
And see, we're kind of throwing darts at the wall, guessing it. We don't know who's going to buy it. We don't know the ultimate user is going to be.
Well, sure.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So for us, if the high density zoning obviously makes the land a bit more valuable, makes it easier for us to market the property. And then at that point, if that developer comes, that company wants a mixed use, they would come back here and say, we'd like to have 2 acres of it for commercial or whatever.
We'd rather go that route and get it down zoned from a R3 to a R2 down the road.
Right.
That's much easier.
But that's what I'm saying. It's much easier to go from R3 to either commercial or R2 than it is to.
So that would be our preference.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's
your blessings.
But doesn't it have to go through a zoning?
We would put it in as R3, correct? And then if they wanted to rezone it, then they go in front of zoning.
Okay.
Or it'd probably hit us for it's over too.
And R3 or commercial would make the most sense to me. I think.
Well, it makes it more valuable, and even, you know, if you put townhouses out there and everybody has to pay taxes, you know, you can get the most out of it in the same way with business. It's better for the town.
Town's getting more.
Better for the younger people and better for us.
And you see, at this point in time, the housing market's stronger than the commercial market.
It is.
And so that's why our preference would be the R3. And if the developer wants to sell part commercial, fine, they can do that. But yeah, the county owns quite a bit of commercial property already. There's some private ownership in commercial property that that's set vacant. And And so with R3, for the whole town property, would be...
You'd be good with that?
Absolutely.
So that's...
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We prefer that. I guess it gets much easier to down zone than it is jacking.
That's my question.
And I think the land would get utilized much quicker if it is for housing.
Right.
There are much more housing developers.
Especially right there where the schools are.
Yes, ma'am.
And you teach.
Yes, yes.
Access to 81 as well. That's a big, that's tremendous asset.
Well, right now, things are hot, and this is when we need to get things done as quickly and as efficiently as we can so we don't miss the bubble.
We like to ride that way with...
Right.
And if you go on that property and you look to the south or southeast, I mean, it's a nice view shed.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a good location. The schools, I think it's a good idea myself.
Okay.
We appreciate your all's kind words.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Yes.
You got anything to add to this, what we think? You'll get a chance next month, probably.
Just a comment.
Okay.
We've looked at the, you know, we've done the comprehensive plan, and we've looked at the industrial zoning classifications. We made some changes to the I-1. We created a new I-2 zoning district. I've asked the same consultants, the Berkeley Group, and I have a proposal from them to come in and take a look at the entire zoning ordinance, the agriculture, R-1, R-2, kind of review that comprehensively, suggest and make any type of changes, recommended changes to those zoning classifications. There's been a lot of changes at the state level as far as zoning goes, so we probably need to bring the zoning ordinance up to date. So I've got a proposal from them. Need to take it to the council to get approval. It's probably going to be about a 12-month process to review, have public meetings, public hearings, and so forth. But it kind of fits in with you know, what they want to do as far as an R3 zoning classification and townhouses and so forth.
So that would be, so it would make sense to zone, to annex it and zone it R3 coming in at once?
I think so.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too, and it would help them and help us too.
Right. Great.
Okay, we want to set a date.
Our next meeting's on the 2nd.
Okay, you want to set the meeting, the public hearing for the 2nd, April 2nd?
Yes, sir.
April 1st is Easter. Most people be off that meeting.
Do you want to reschedule our...
That's up to the planning commission.
We can do it on the 2nd. That'd be great for me.
Yeah, it's good for me.
Yeah.
Okay, is there...
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay, then we'll, April 2nd.
It's a public hearing.
Yes.
I guess, Kevin, you probably would field the questions if someone has any. If you could maybe give us a heads up so we kind of be prepared to answer
Right.
what the concerns may be, if any.
Maybe if you all get questions in the meantime, that'd be good.
Right, no problem.
Yeah, we'll just want to be prepared.
So we just need to know, you know, when we're doing this, this public hearing will be for not only an annexation, but also for a rezoning.
Yeah, it'll have to be advertised as such.
As both, so we need to vote on, I guess, vote on that, that we're, you know, we understand that it's not just an annexation, but also a rezoning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is the protocol then with the town council as far as their...
It'll be a joint public hearing.
The next month, will be? Okay.
April 2nd.
Yeah, and they'll have the hearing the same night, the 2nd.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so we will have the town council there then as well?
We have the hearing first, and then we have our meeting afterwards.
Yes, sir.
Correct?
Yeah.
That's right. This has changed. That's what we do.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out the mechanics of the rezoning, because the annexation doesn't take effect officially until July the 1st.
I see here.
Somehow we'll have to craft that.
Should we make the zoning subject to the annexation?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we'll have to do.
Okay, that'd be good.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
All Right.
And the process there is, I know some of y'all are familiar with the annexation. It's in the, it's the annexation by right. In other words, the town and county years ago reached an agreement and established this, this study area. So the town can annex this by ordinance. We'll craft the ordinance. We have to notify the county of the pending annexation. And there's two times in a year that you can bring property into town, July the 1st and December 31st or January 1st. So.
Yes.
Okay. So.
But that property's in the county now, but it's not in the study area. Could I understand
it?
No,
it
is in
the study area.
Oh, well, it is.
It's in the growth.
And that's why we feel so good about it, because it's already in the study area.
Right. So with the comp plan we just did, this was part of.
I understand that.
The future,
okay.
So.
Yeah, all right, well, that's fair.
So it makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, then, the public hearing set for a second of
April.
We need a vote on that, do we not?
For rezoning and annexation.
Same.
Okay. Do we need a vote twice on that? For one for rezoning, one for the annexation?
Can we just do it all at one time?
Just want to make sure we're covered, because I know we've had things, you know.
You mean as far as the vote tonight?
Right.
No, you can do it all under one.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Whitehurst?
Okay.
Mr. Whitehurst?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Ms. Miller?
Yes.
And Ms. Berner?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a reason for that.
Record time, right?
7 PM.
7 PM, yes.
Yes.
We want to thank you all for helping us and working with us and kind of giving some guidance. We appreciate that.
And the other thing, not only from the public comments, but if the town council should have any saying that we need to be prepared for to make this move forward, if they have a question, we want to be able to answer
right
sensibly.
Right.
Yes.
So.
Hopefully we'll be able to be in touch with you.
Yeah.
The day before, 2 days before.
Yes.
That'd be great.
Because we'll hear about it and we'll let you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sure.
It may not be anything, but if there is.
You want to be ready.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I understand that very much.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, that takes care of that. How about the action of board, of the Board of Zoning Appeals? Anything on that?
We have no action from the Board of Zoning Appeals. We do have a request coming up here in April. It's on the Bowman Shannon House. They have a contract on the house. They're looking at just converting it back to a single family residential home. And the way our commercial regulations, there's no guidelines within the commercial district that allows residential dwellings in a commercial zone. So that's one of those things we kind of need to review and possibly make some changes in the zoning ordinance. But before then, we've got to go before the Board of Zoning Appeals to get a variance to that requirement. So.
Okay.
But outside of that, they did not meet in February.
Do you have any report on town council items due to the fact, Mr. Hockman?
Well, we have the sidewalk project well underway. Come along nicely on that. Weather's kind of held them up some, but they're getting there. And we have out on out to bid right now the development of the well project, our new well number 7. That's out on the street right now. We have a pre-bid conference on Wednesday, and bids are due the latter part of this month on that project. So.
Anything on the sidewalks going up to the sheets and that sort of thing?
We have a grant application.
Haven't heard back from that though.
We should be hearing back from VDOT in the spring. Should be April, May timeframe.
Okay. Zoning report, administrator report?
I have nothing in addition.
Okay, do I have anything from board member items? Anybody have anything they want, comments? Nothing? Okay, Nita.
All right, I move this meeting to be adjourned. Second.
Hey, adjourned.
Thank you so very much.
Yeah, thank you all.
See, I know who to call.
Yeah.